100 years of America's national parks means millions and millions of pictures of them. The parks are celebrating their centennial this year, but they might not even exist without the early photographers who publicized their beauty more than 100 years ago. One contemporary photographer has been providing a new view of the national parks using one of the oldest kinds of photography, the daguerreotype. NPR's Neda Ulubi has more.
The photographer named Bin Don travels to national parks in a distinctive white van that doubles as a darkroom. The van also has a name.
I nickname it Louis, after Louis Daguerre.
Louis Daguerre invented the daguerreotype in 1839. Bin Don has reinvented it. He covers sheets of copper with silver, polishes the plates to a gleam, then uses iodine to create light-sensitive crystals. He calls it drawing with light. The 38-year-old art professor came to the U.S. as a child with his family as boat people.
We were the second waves of Vietnamese refugees leaving Vietnam.
They landed in Northern California. Right now, we're driving in Louis to part of the Golden Gate National Recreation Area in San Francisco.
Every time I get back to the Bay Area, I come here to Land's End to make a photograph.
Land's End, a sweep of craggy coast made lush with wildflowers and cypress. Bin Don never visited national parks as a kid. His parents had run through jungles, suffered in refugee camps. They weren't interested in roughing it recreationally.
Like, why would anybody want to do that?
Don's parents spoke no English, but they managed to open a television repair shop in San Jose.
I spent all my time there. It was school, then back to the shop to work.
Starting when he was 5 years old, Bin Don worked for his parents as a shop's janitor. He fell in love with pictures of the national parks he saw on calendars. He says he became a photographer when his dad gave him a camera for a school camping trip in fifth grade. Now his silver daguerreotypes of the national parks are highly reflective, like mirrors.
I want viewers, when they look at my work, that they see themselves in the picture, that they also become part of this land, that they, in a way, merge with the land, but they don't quite disappear into the land, that they still see themselves in it.
Not disappearing into the landscape. Critical for immigrants thinking both about assimilation and being overlooked. Here's a quote from Carl Pope, former director of the Sierra Club, in Ken Burns' documentary about the national parks.
They are the meaning of home for many of us. They're what it means to be an American and to inhabit this continent. It's the end of the immigrant experience. And they're what takes you and says, now I am an American.
Bin Don has that passage nearly memorized.
It's what takes us and roots us to this land at the end of an immigrant experience. And I thought that was just so beautiful.
It's hard, says Don, not to be overwhelmed by the power of the parks and how they stand for an American ideal that sometimes feels as though it's slipping away. Don has visited about 15 national parks. His daguerreotypes of Yosemite Valley have been shown at the National Gallery of Art in Washington, D.C. He's got work up now at Ketchum, Idaho's Sun Valley Center for the Arts.
We loved those Yosemite images.
So curator Kristen Poole invited Bin Don to be part of a project about Craters of the Moon National Monument and Preserve in Idaho. It might be one of the weirdest national parks, a vast, forbidding black volcanic field that Poole calls a study in contrasts.
That really, really pitch black, dark, craggy landscape with this stunningly blue Idaho sky and then the sparks of green that are made up of the limber pine trees that grow there.
Don made daguerreotypes of this landscape and film portraits of the rangers who work there, cradling big chunks of volcanic rock.
And some of them are holding them so sweetly, it's as if they were holding a child in their arms.
Protecting these park landscapes has been a role shared historically with photographers, from Carlton Watkins to Ansel Adams to Bin Don. He's using 19th century equipment to create 21st century views here at Land's End in San Francisco, where cypress trees bend over the ocean, where landscape and seascape melt together over rocks and sagebrush and seals.
I mean, it's like the universe coming into a camera.
Neda Ulubi, NPR News.